can't believe it. You're really asleep in my bed, aren't you? And I was so nervous. I had this whole thing planned, and in the end, I didn't have to do anything. I don't know if I'm relieved or not. That sleeping face. It's even cuter up close. I wanted to, I could just reach out and shh, it's just me. You don't need to get up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. I was just trying to tuck you in a bit better so you wouldn't get cold, but you're a really light sleeper, huh? I barely touched you and suddenly you're wide awake again. Do you remember falling asleep? Mm-hmm. We were going over the work for this week and I went to get us a drink, but when I came back, you were fast asleep in my bed. Rude? I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. Of course I'm not mad at you. It was pretty obvious that you were getting tired. You see, your voice changes and gets all adorable when you're sleepy. Also, you do like this little twitch thing. You looked so sweet. Super cute. I kind of want to see it again. Shh, don't pull that face at me. What? Don't you like being called cute? Okay, so I watched you sleep for a bit. It wasn't in like a creepy way or anything. I mean, I could make it creepier next time if you're gonna insist on being such a baby about it. No? All right. Suit yourself. But, you know, it's pretty late. You should just stay here tonight. Yeah, you can have my bed. I don't mind. Where will I sleep? Well, obviously I'd sleep here with you, right? I mean, I could help you get back to sleep. You can rest your head on my chest and listen to my voice while I stroke my fingers through your hair, trace them gently down your neck, down your arm, making soft little circles along your skin, brushing past your fingers with mine, until finally... Kidding. I'm kidding. You're such a light sleeper. If I slept next to you, you'd probably stay awake all night, wouldn't you? That look on your face, though. Were you secretly hoping for something like that when you fell asleep before? Were you leaving yourself vulnerable on purpose? Come on. You should always be honest with me. What kind of thoughts were you having? Be good and tell me the truth. You're really no fun tonight. Go back to sleep. We'll finish the work tomorrow, okay? Where do you think you're going? No, I'm not letting you sleep on the couch, I told you. I don't mind if you sleep in my bed. Stop trying to be selfless, idiot. You're tired, aren't you? You've barely slept at all this week. How do I know that? Well, it's obvious, you know. For one, you're always logged on, even at stupid hours of the morning. And for two, just look at those bags under your eyes. You look brain dead. No offense, but so not attractive. What's wrong? Oh, come on, you can't be offended. I've said way harsher things than that. You can't actually be. Did I say something weird? What? How do I know you're online? Your status? You've been appearing offline. Are you sure? Because I really don't think that you have. You know, sometimes those programs mess up and you think you're invisible, but really you're not. Yeah. Come on, how else would I know? I'm not tech savvy, you know that. So, anyway, get some sleep. No, you can't go home. Why? You know exactly why. If I let you go home, you won't sleep. You'll say you're going to sleep, and then you'll just keep working. So, no, I'm not letting you leave. You're going to stay right here, get nice and comfy, and get some rest. I'm acting weird. You know, I could say the same thing about you. You've been so out of it lately. Barely sleeping, barely eating, and you never have time to see anyone anymore. I was going to try and wait it out, but then you started ignoring me too. I had to lure you here under the pretense of doing work, or you never would have come tonight. You would have canceled for sure if I had just said I wanted us to hang out, right? You'd be at home right now, ignoring my messages, pretending to be asleep, when really you're up late, sitting at your computer in that dark, pathetic room, slowly killing yourself, trying to get everything done all alone because you're a selfish idiot who refuses to accept any help from anyone else, not caring at all how much it hurts to want. I'm sorry, that was a little. Sorry. I didn't mean to grab you so hard. Is your wrist okay? I'm so sorry, I wasn't thinking. I've been so worried about you, you know? We've always been so close, but lately, I can feel you pulling away from me. I just want you to take better care of yourself, okay? Watching you wear yourself out like this, knowing you're pushing yourself too hard, and I knew that I had to do something or I could lose this. I could lose you. And I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to make sure that that won't happen. I really am sorry. I didn't want to upset you tonight. That's honestly the last thing that I wanted. Are we okay? That's good. Well, did you need any more pillows or another blanket? I've got a ton of them out. You really want to go home? You've already made your decision, haven't you? There isn't anything that I can say to change your mind. I get it. All right, well, I'll let you go. I know there's no stopping you. But I am making one condition. It's late, and you did just wake up, so have something with caffeine to wake you up first before you head out. I'd never forgive myself if something happened to you on the way back because you were half awake. I'll be 10 seconds. Don't bother telling me what to get you. What do you take me for? I already know what you like to drink. Come on. When it comes to you, I'm not an amateur. You know that by now. Right? What are you doing? Give it back. Give me my phone back. You unlocked it? Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine, I admit it. My passcode is your birthday. Am I allowed to ask why you picked up someone else's phone and thought to input your own birthday? That's a little egotistical, even for you. What? What does that look for? You saw. You saw the pictures, didn't you? As hard as you're going to fight back. You're pretty weak, you know. I was honestly expecting more. I've had the front door locked since after you got here, just in case you tried to make a run for it, but I can pin you down like this with almost no effort at all. I wonder, is this humiliating for you? Yeah, that's right. I've been taking pictures. Of course, I've been taking pictures. You were finally asleep in my bed. And you looked so cute. I couldn't miss the chance to get that on camera. After all, my phone camera is so much better than that shitty one I hid in your room. I have so many of you in your bed, but this is different. This is my bed. These are my pillows. These are my sheets. Everything's gonna smell like you now. Are you scared of me? That hurts. This whole time I've been trying so hard to treat you gently, but it was pointless. You're too stubborn to accept help. I've been an idiot. I should have just done this from the start. Hey, open your mouth for me. Oh, so we're doing this again already, are we? Listen, you're going to stop all this thrashing around because I'm done being patient with you. I can't trust you to take care of yourself, so I won't From now on, I'll take care of you. I'll keep you here where I know you can't overexert yourself anymore. I'll help you. You want to relax, right? Look at you. You're so tired. You've been working so hard. Isn't it time for you to stop and let someone else take over? I can do that for you. I want to do that for you. So, starting tonight, let me take care of you. Open your mouth. Wow. After all that, you're still not going to cooperate, are you? I'm kind of over it. If you won't willingly drink the medicine, I'll make you drink it another way. Sleep really well, I promise. You don't have to worry about tomorrow anymore. Instead, just focus on how comfortable you are. Don't even bother thinking anymore. None of it matters. You'll struggle more in the morning. I really don't want to tie you up, but if it'll stop you from being reckless, if it keeps you here, I'll do whatever it takes. Even if it's painful. Even if it makes you hate me. Because I love you so, so much. Sweet dreams.